esta humilde canción. Los besos que me diste, mi amor, son los que me están matando. Ya mis lágrimas me están secando con mi pistola y mi corazón. Y aquí siempre paso la vida con la pistola y el corazón. Y el
Don Shulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a first time. America is a first time. That is why I like it. That is why I like it. Very much. Once a year. Lovely year.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Okay, it's just about after 5 o'clock. That was Blood on the Saddle. Bye, Dan. Bye. He's gone. He's gone with his signed CDs. And it's time for Chips with Everything, which is the great British music show on CITR. And I'm your host, Quentin. And it's 1 hour of British music from now until 6 o'clock. My usual co-host is traitorously decided to celebrate his country instead of, celebrating a country that has not his own musical heritage. He's actually downtown getting drunk right now. If you can take that as an excuse for not coming to your radio show, there you go. So it's just me, but I do have an amazing guest with me today, Marie-José Houle, from the other side of the country. Hi, Marie-José.
Hello, thanks for having me.
No problem.
And so I have a question for you. What would have happened if you would have both decided to stay downtown to party?
That would not have happened. my dedication to community radio is paramount in my life, beyond anything else. It's beyond even Christmas dinner with my family.
Well, there
Just
you go.
Ask my wife about that one.
So that's why your listeners are here. They're here for you.
That's right. So it's a special show today. And the reason is because Marie-José is an accordionist. And it's a whole accordion show. We will be playing all of our usual songs. But I carefully selected them so everything's got an accordion in it. And we're going to have some live music from Marie-José Houle in about 20 minutes, I think. You're going to play some really dramatic songs?
I'll try to vamp it out as much as I possibly can.
I hope so. I asked her to play her most dramatic material, so you can be the judge of that. Until then, let's just sit back and listen to some cool tunes from the UK. This is Pookie Snackenberger with Just One Cornetto, although it's just about to end. And we'll be hearing Miss Dynamite in just a minute.
Consequence, no. You talking like you a G, but you a killer killing your own. You're just a racist man's pussy. Tell me who wants to know what, when, who, where, or how you do your whole. Rolex. So what you pushing a nice car? Don't you know there's no such thing as superstars? We leave this world alone. So who gives a fuck about the things you own?
Blod och gummilock och potens och fanser. better be nice. And by the way, how's your wife? Your holidays were spent in Spain. You went by train, you'll go again.
Have you seen me bullfight poster on the wall? Do you know the happy memory it recalls? It's a photograph of me and my son Ted. That's me cousin with his hanky on his head. We booked in at our hotel just after two and met a family from Bradford that we knew. A bit of bother laying turf. It's life, not books, that taught me all I've learned. Whoop, in the oven, my rice pudding's getting burnt. Here, have you seen the new attachment on me drill? I must have the cat put down, cos he's ill.
Hey, neighbour!
So normal, if you're normal, I intend to be a freak for the rest of my life, and I shall baffle you with cabbages and rhinoceroses in the kitchen in sets and quotations from Now We Are Six through the mouthpiece of Lord Snoopy's giant poisoned electric head.
So the
was Bonzo Dog Band, which that song came out in 68, My Pink Half of the Drain Pipe, and there's a really phenomenal three-disc compilation of the Bonzo Dog Band, which has all of their five albums and every other song that they just happened to record for whatever reason on it, and it's like one of the best investments that anybody could have. My Pink Half of the Drain Pipe, and before that, Miss Dynamite with It Takes More. And both of those songs heavily featuring, well, not heavily, in the Bonzo Dog Band. Just, I would say that was a seasoning of accordion. But on the first one, heavily featured. And in the studio, we have accordionist Marie-José Hull, who's going to be performing soon.
Better strap that thing on very soon.
What do you think of accordions in hip-hop?
I think it's really cool. I mean, hip-hop is about sampling. So if you're tired of sampling a lot of beats from, you know, whatever producer you're working from, you can sample from other things. I think it's really cool because hip-hop is different. I mean, I'm no expert on the subject at all, but I was exposed to quite a bit of it when I sat on a jury for the Ontario Arts Council popular music submission. And it it was very cool. It was a huge education. So there's so many different approaches to it, but sampling, God, there's so much music out there.
Yeah.
Sample away, you know, accordion, yeah, it works. It really does
well,
work.
Well, I really worked with that one with Miss Dynamite. I know that she hasn't, you know, been around the scene for the last year or two, but, you know, that was a great, great single that she brought out, one of the best.
And I think it really, you know, melds a lot of that, you know, kind of Parisian cafe kind of feel to a more contemporary setting. So I think it's lovely.
And what is your, you can't hear this because you're not wearing headphones, but we're talking over the top of Lawrence Welk's Calcutta.
Lawrence Welk, you know, responsible for alienating people from the accordion for a whole generation. Thank you.
That's a little harsh.
Well, okay, I mean, you weren't going to interview me now, but I am going to say that this new contemporary crop of accordionists are coming out of the ashes of the, you know, the hatred of the your old grandpa's wedding kind of music, like care of Lawrence Welk. And, you know, you don't need to be a virtuoso to be appreciated, I think, or to bring accordion into music. And I don't call it accordion music, I do call it music with accordion.
Right.
Because most of us aren't virtuosos anymore.
Well, you're going to prove that to us in about 10 minutes.
Yes, I'm going to make loads of mistakes, but it's going to be so true.
Okay, stay tuned, everyone. This is Basement Jack. That's a great number. Not a lot of accordion on it. Just a season.
Is that what makes it great?
It's what one?
Is that what makes it great? That was a great number.
Despite the lack of accordion, it's still a great number. It's from a CD called From Sweden With Love, which is basically by various artists. It seems like the artists in question are unknown. They're too obscure, but it's easy listening, exotica stuff. But prior to that, it was Joanne Castle with that really beautiful version of The Breeze and I from an album from 1959 called Accordions in Hi-Fi. You were impressed by that, weren't you, Mary Jersey?
Yeah, actually, I was. I was almost convinced that it was done with a MIDI. But there's so many different kinds of accordions, and they have so many different tones. So this one sounded a little bit like a German accordion to me. It's very different from mine. Mine's an Italian. It's got a different tone.
It probably was German because this woman, Joanne Castle, she was the third accordion in Lawrence Welk's band. Behind, you know, Laws himself.
Well, no easy feat. Really, the technical requirements to play that well, you know, or that style, it's very demanding.
And it's a beautiful song, The Breeze and I think all musicians should be able to play this one. It's I dedicate that to my friend Baz, who just called from Mexico, and him and I used to play that song actually in a band that we were in a long time ago. So that one's for you, Baz. He's actually listening on the beach on his electronic device, and called in on his electronic device to tell us that he was listening on his electronic devices, because that's what these things are for. So it's Chips With Everything. It's 27 minutes after 5 on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, British Columbia. It's a crazy day in Vancouver, as you're probably aware, you know, big sporting event. And I'm not talking about the Six Nations rugby tournament, but Canada did just, kick ass all over the Olympics. So, we're just trying to forget that ever happened and say it's Accordion Day today.
Absolutely, it's Accordion Day. What are you talking about?
So, Marie-Josée, you're in town and you're going to be performing.
That's right, at a big accordion party.
Tonight, and you're actually touring around BC, are you not?
I am, okay. I played in Winlaw. I came back from playing in Chilliwack, and tonight in Vancouver, and then I'm heading off to Vancouver Island. I get a couple of days off, and then I'm playing in Ucluelet, in Tofino, in Courtney, and then in Duncan. Okay. So it's going to be fun.
Okay, we'll go over those dates in a little while, but why don't you do a song for us?
All right. Well, to show off my virtuosic abilities, this is Canton Vert. This is the first song I ever wrote with my accordion, but I'll get into that a little bit later. Te remplir ton vide à soi. Tout le monde nous admet pas grand chose expliquer. Tout le monde est célibataire avec 10 ans de bagage qui en a pas aménagé. Le blanc, c'est pas le temps pour le désespoir. Quel don ton verre, calme tes nerfs. T'as des murs pour bien protéger ton âme. La culpabilité, c'est trop compliqué. Semblant mélodique, quand on sait qui tu sais coupable.
Très belle. Merci. That was beautiful. Thanks. What was the name of the song again?
It's called Quel temps vert.
Now, you've released two albums to date, right? Your most recent one is called Monster, and the previous one is Our Lady of Broken Souls, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, is that song's on the first
that
album?
That one's on the first one, yeah, absolutely. Like I said before, it's the first song that I ever wrote with my accordion. I was classically trained from the time I was 5 years old until I was 18, and it pretty much melted my brain. All the technical stuff, the accordion can be beautiful and amazing, and it can be horrific, and... I'm surprised you, if those of you that are still here haven't, quit your download of your podcast or, you know, change stations or whatever. But, you know, I think the accordion is being co-opted by a group of people who make it their own, which, you know, I think speaks to our generation a little bit more as the resurgence. It's going back to the instrument or other instruments, ukuleles, certain things that were just so cliche, but, you know, so based on technical ability. And now I think, you know, it's old punk rockers or people that are inspired by punk rock that are heading back to these instruments. And, you know, you don't need to be great to do great music with
right.
it. But, you know, the 500 notes per second thing, I used to be able to do that. But I put the instrument down because I couldn't get away from the sheet music. But because I was attached to the sheet music, I could never perform. I eventually played the piano, because my parents initially got me an accordion because they were too poor to afford a piano.
Right.
But I, you know, and they eventually got a piano, and I played that as well, and I played alto sax in high school band. And then university came, and I stopped everything but university, and then I picked up the electric bass and was self-taught and played in a bunch of bands, you know, learned all kinds of different styles, had a
right.
great time.
So you were the token chick on bass?
I really was. It was so much fun. And then I moved to Ottawa looking for a heavy metal band and a civil servant job. I had just finished a master's degree.
Oh, yeah. Well, the two go hand in hand, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, especially with the poodle hair. No, I'm kidding. You know, take me as I am.
It's still fashionable in Ottawa, folks.
That's right.
Believe it or
that
not.
With your big white purse and your unicorn T-shirt, of course.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because the wolf T-shirt no longer trendy.
That's right.
Right.
That's yes, it's the unicorn T-shirt with the beads, but on your slouch boots. But that being said, I was looking for work, and it just never happened in the direction that I expected. So instead, I got into nonprofit, and I picked up my accordion kind of on a whim. I hadn't touched it in over 13 years, and I saw it played in a jazz band, and really, it blew my mind. I thought, wow, the accordion can do that, so it's not for all this hokey polkas and all this horrible stuff that I had to learn to play when I was younger. So I was always drawn to the more passionate pieces, however. So then I sat down, and it hurt my ears, and it hurt my neighbor's ears, but I taught myself how to play again, and I'll never be as good technically as I was when I was 18.
Right.
But
who wants to be? Now, this is a common story with musicians who spent 13 years learning how to play the piano and pass exams on the piano, and then finally they pick up an electric guitar and they play a four-chord rock song,
that's
and
it.
that's how they end up being a musician.
But I also learned how to sing with an instrument, and that too. So it's kind of an orchestra in one. It's always much better with a band, but I can't afford to tour with the band all the time. I pick up musicians when I can along the way if they're...
I bet you do.
Saucy. But would that be cheeky? But no, I do have bands in different cities.
Right.
I have one in Vienna, one in Oslo, one in Ottawa, and one in Edmonton.
Just waiting for the call.
Just waiting. Oh, yeah. Here's your set list. Here's the music. You know, watch me on YouTube. And, you know, and off they go. But, you know, it's also something that I can do on my own. So Quel Temps Vert was the first song I ever wrote with the accordion. My mother takes credit for it. She says that she listened to a lot of Edith Piaf when she was pregnant of me. And so out it came. No heavy metal, none of this heavy bassy. Well, it is bass-led, but it's none of this monster metal that I was aching to make.
And there's actually a good accordion scene in Vancouver, I think spearheaded by the accordion noir folks.
Oh, absolutely.
And Rowan, I can't remember his last name, it was like Likubovich? From the Creaking Planks, and he does a big accordion circle, and he does the accordion noir show on Co-op Radio, and you're playing at their club tonight, right?
That's right, yeah, and we can't forget Bruce Triggs as well.
Okay.
You know, the two of them have been just amazing with this accordion exposure, I guess, yes. And tonight they're putting on a show at the Little Mountain Gallery,
Which is just off of Main Street at, I can't remember the the corner, but you know it's about 25th to 30th, I think. It's just about that area. I can't remember the actual corner.
It's online. We'll find
Little
it
Mountain
for you.
Gallery. Yeah, I'll find it for you and announce it. Do another song for us.
Oh goodness. Okay. Yes. English this time, a little polka-driven, which is, well, something I promised I would never do, and, well, oh, that came. Was it that I have to do to get your attention? My blood runs through my veins like a drink without direction. The depth of your eyes drew me in with magnetism. How you look at me, I'll stare at you in fascination. Was it that I have to do to get your attention? My lips popped a sailor, was my brain makes no connection. You light a fire so hot within me, I lose all concentration. Was it that I have to do to win your affection? Conversation. I can't hide my feelings, I'm no queen of discretion. Was it that I have to do to win your affection? And who is that blonde on your arm? Well, I just lay by the hand till I was quiet and the lighting was dim. I kissed him gently, let my heart sing the songs that my mouth would not sing. Not kisses and embraces express what I could not say. I laid him down. I laid him down. Oh yes, I made him mine. Oh, I laid him down.
Nice. That was a good one.
Thank you. It's my crazy love song because, you know, love does make people mad. It really does.
And we actually have, you know, we have a couple of free CDs by Marie-José Hull to give away. If anybody is interested and you're listening and you're beside a phone and you want to call in, we're going to give away to the first two callers, 604-822-2487. We have a copy of Marie-José's newest album, which is called Monsters. And it was, you know, this was acclaimed when it came out, right?
Yeah,
it's got a big sticker
really
on the front that said nominated for Best Folk Album.
That's right, yeah. According to the Ottawa Express holds a kind of nominations every year for Best Restaurant, Best This, Best That. I'm sure the Georgia Strait does the same. And both my albums, 2 years in a row, managed to get on that list. So I was really, really, it was a nice surprise because when I released my first album, it was more, I gotta get it out there.
Right.
You know, I need a calling card. I need something to submit for festivals. And I just kind of dove right on in. And it's not as polished as I'd like it to be, but it really reflected what I could do at the time and how I heard music and how I heard production. And I learned so much since then. The second album is a lot more polished. I worked with a producer. You know, the playing is a little bit cleaner, but, you know, the passion, you know, for the first album is just so apparent. Mm. And, you know, to be just embraced by the press was a
right.
great surprise.
Totally.
I mean, I play the accordion for crying out loud. Really?
You know? Yeah. So you're going to stick around and play a song at the end of the show too?
Absolutely.
Yes. And tonight at the Little Mountain Gallery, which I now know as the 190 block of East... Okay, East 26. 195 East 26 Avenue. Jeff Andrew, The Creaking Planks, Marie-José Uhl, and Jason Weebly all performing there tonight. That should be a really good night. So call in if you want a free copy of Marie-José's albums. After I stop talking, that is. 604-822-2487. Thanks.
Lift Thank you.
C'est la vie indeed. 5 minutes to go until the end of the show, and it's 6 o'clock. I don't know if Queer FM is happening tonight because Heather is, she's all Olympics'd up. And if you listen to her last couple of shows, you know she's got Olympic fever, a bad, bad case of it. It's actually, some people are worrying about it. I'm cool with it. But, you know, she's not on her show today because she's out there with the Olympics, celebrating, making money. Yeah, she's fully paid up. She's at the Queer House or whatever it's called, the Pride House, being a major part of the action. So she's not going to be here, but Queer FM is happening at 6. I don't know who's presenting it. I don't know what's on there. 6 till 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, Rhythms India with Anoop. Until 9 o'clock, our old chum Maxwell with Mondo Trashel, 1 hour of banging numbers. 3 to 10 o'clock, Transcend Dance with DJ Smiley Mike. Oh, sorry. Until midnight. And then after that, probably the BBC until, you know, Monday morning when the Breakfast with the Browns guy starts at the crack of dawn. That's CITR coming up. This has been Chips with Everything. We've had an excellent time today, I think.
Oh, it's been
accordion-vising. With Marie-Josée Houle. Go to the Little Mountain Gallery tonight to see her, or you're touring all over BC. You're going to Vancouver Island when?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
7:45 ferry. Fun, huh?
Yeah. It's my favourite ferry.
Rock and roll! Accordion style. It's like you play until midnight, go home, take a shower, pack up, and 4 hours later you're up and ready to go.
Tomorrow morning somebody will be scooping out scrambled eggs with an ice cream scoop onto a paper plate and shoving it in your direction on board that ferry.
Like that. Yeah.
That's going to be good fun.
So. I'll need that.
Okay, give us another tune before we go.
Oh, this is Hush.
Seduction doesn't have to be a production, all the right words will simply do. But if the words are not perfectly properly played and executed, it's just best to be seen and not heard. No, hush, don't you say another word, oh hush, don't you say another word, oh hush, don't you say another word. No, hush.
Thanks very much. That was Marie-Josée Houle on accordion and guesting on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been a blast.
I'll come back next time you're on the show. You're in Vancouver.
Yay! That would be great. I'd love that. Thanks.
Okay, that's the end of Chips is Everything for another week. Tune in 2 weeks' time. Next week on this slot is going to be Saint-Tropez, your international pop, Frenchy things, and all of that kind of music from DJ Christine, as per usual. Stay tuned for Queer FM in a little while. And I think we're gone. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.